Oh man, better not interfere with your coffee. That's them fighting words. So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough call. Like I said, that 75 is intriguing. I just have no use for D-Star at all. You know, D-Star is a hotspot only affair. There's like no infrastructure. I know there's like one repeater up in Clarkston or somewhere. I forget where. And but I mean, it's so unsupported here with infrastructure that I have no interest. I mean, if I'm just going to do something all hotspot, I'll just do All Star, right? Why would I bother with D-Star? Or for any number of others, you know. But anyhow, off my soapbox, you know, some people like it. Good for them. I'm glad they do. But I have no use for D-Star. So that's a lot of radio not to utilize one of its major, you know, selling points. But it is intriguing. I am a Kenwood guy, right? And it does kind of check all the other boxes. What are you going to do? But if it's taking up a cup holder and you can't put your coffee in there, it's got to go. NAGDF. Ironically, the two T-Star repeaters closest in our area are like almost in HT range for me. The Lapeer one and the Lake Orion one. I'm Lake Orion I can't get into, but I'm pretty sure I can go like 2 miles away from my house and get into the Lapeer one. And yeah, as far as quality, build quality, sound, receive, all that, this thing's been phenomenal. I'm using a horrible antenna setup, and it does, like I said, 95% of what I need a radio to do, especially living in the boonies and then talking into Romeo, which you said the ears aren't the best on it. So I don't really have any legitimate complaints other than taking off my cup holder.